This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Hello, everyone. It's hump day.
Yeah, it is.
How are you doing?
Good. You know, yesterday was weird because obviously there was a shooting.
Yeah.
Big shooting here in town. And I spent most of the morning getting all the info I could about that.
Yeah.
So,
well, you're a news guy, Vinny.
Yeah.
You got to collect the information.
So have you seen any of this woman's videos?
I didn't look at her videos.
She has a webpage and it's still up too, by the way.
I wondered actually about that as I mean, I got the news alert yesterday, mm-hmm. but I was not near my computer.
My news alert was you set. My person texted me and said, you know, shooting.
Hey, this has happened.
They don't know. And then I got more info, but there was very little until this morning. Mm-hmm. Now I've got more info and was able to, they put the name out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a woman that she's a vegan and she considers herself a YouTube star. And apparently they started YouTube, stopped allowing some of her videos to.
Were they dirty?
So some of her stuff was vegan and very pro-animal rights.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of her statements is, animal rights are human rights, or something along those lines, which I don't necessarily, I get where she's coming from, but the militants, okay, let me go back.
Yeah, go back.
She's a decent-looking lady. I want to stop short of calling her, you know, gorgeous, because she's a murderous psychopath, and she killed at least herself, and there's another dude who I don't know if he's going to make
it. He's critical, right.
So, you know, there's that.
Right.
But she's a decent enough looking lady. She takes care of herself. Some of the videos were workout videos.
Yeah.
In fact, one of them, she's holding her arms up. She's got gut. Well, that's not the right term. She's got strong biceps.
Right.
But not one smile in any of it.
Really?
I looked everywhere for a smile in these videos, and there's not one. So even on one where she's dancing to Hall & Oates, did you see that one?
I did it. I saw some other dancing ones, though.
She's dancing to Hall & Oates, and there's not one smile. And she's a terrible dancer, by the way.
Oh, but, is she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, her workout videos are horrible. I'm like, oh, my God.
Was she getting, she's saying that they changed the rules, and now she's suddenly not getting the same amount of hits or money that she was getting before.
Yeah.
Right.
So
what?
So she was getting these hits? Like, if she's not
apparently
a good dancer and not a.
Well, so she was putting these posts up in multiple language. So I don't know enough about it. She was posting in Turkish.
Okay.
Is that its own language?
I don't know. I know
Farsi?
She's Persian.
Right.
Yeah.
She's posting.
Turkish is its own language.
It is. So she's posting in Turkish, Farsi, English, and maybe one other one. And so, you know, worldwide.
Right. She was probably getting some hits.
Definitely a good-looking lady.
Right.
So, you know how that goes. People will click on anything where there's what's doing
lady
over here.
So YouTube didn't like her
I don't know
views,
why they took. They're not saying why they took her stuff down yet. And who knows? Maybe it's just in her head.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, clearly something's wrong with her.
Right. Obviously.
I mean, I don't want to excuse her behavior and say that she's just someone who's, you know, out. She got a gun and drove up here from Southern California and shot up the YouTube campus.
Right. And was looking for one guy in particular.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well maybe she'd had contact with someone there. Go ahead.
Maybe. But they were trying to decide if there was evidence that it was her boyfriend.
That was one of the initial things I saw, is that they thought it was a domestic violence thing.
I don't think that's going to come.
I don't
think so either. Yeah. I think that it sounds like maybe she was bitching to YouTube and got somebody on the phone and she was pissed at that person. That's what I, and that's me speculating. That's not,
well,
I don't know anything
still,
about that.
Yeah. So again, we're talking about the shooting yesterday in San Bruno at the YouTube campus. And there's a lot of speculation still.
Right.
They haven't put out enough information, but I don't, my first thought was love triangle. Cause they said she shot
two women
and a dude. And yeah. I went, oh boy, there's something going on there. Now I would absolutely bet against that.
Yeah. Right.
Like, she lived at home. She was a YouTube
personality
star.
Right.
Quote unquote.
In quotes. And I think that's how she saw herself, was this is the way I make my living and I'm putting
now
out
they're screwing with
her
me.
Propaganda, whether it be veganism or she was also against, well, YouTube and their policies.
Right. So she has a separate website that's still
yes. In fact, that's the well. Some of the videos are still up.
Okay.
So I was watching videos, and I think it was the one where she's dancing to Hall & Oates. It had her website up on the in the corner.
Oh.
So I went, oh, pause.
Wonder if Hall & Oates is like, get that down.
I pull that up, and the website's still there. Mm. And then I start scrolling through that, going, man, not one smile on this lady, not one.
You know. I actually wonder if that's like a cultural thing. The not remember, wasn't it Kim Kardashian who said, "I never smile because my mom always said that it'll wrinkle your face up." And yeah, she's lovely. I mean, she's got a beautiful face, fronting a crazy brain, obviously.
But she puts time into herself. That's
right.
Sort of
but
where I was coming from is
some people say don't if you don't smile, you won't get laugh lines. You don't get. But then of course you have resting bitch face at all times.
Right.
You know, I'm like, just smile.
Mm-hmm.
Just allow yourself to show your happiness. So I wondered, as soon as you said she's not smiling at any of these things, I wondered if that was
maybe
like the Kim Kardashian thing. Well, listen, they're going to pick this apart top to bottom,
yeah,
and we're
going
to know everything
later,
about
but,
her. And
but that
and
was part of my morning.
A news conference is at 9 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
I spent part of my morning in that person's world.
Right.
Anyway, so how'd the greenhouse go?
Greenhouse is done.
Go up.
I know. So excited.
Did you sleep in there?
You know what's so funny? It's so goddamn hot in there.
Is it?
It is. That, you know, I actually stood in there for a while yesterday, and I went, wow, this is going to be, it's going to be warm in here.
Did you do that when you were a kid? You probably didn't.
What?
I used to, like, when I got a new skateboard, I slept with it. When I got a new guitar, I slept with it. You're getting in here with me.
Yeah, no, I didn't sleep with hard objects, but I definitely...
You never climbed into your greenhouse and took a little rest?
You know what's
rest?
Funny? I actually went, I was in there went right when it was finished and the door was finally on. We got the door working and then we had to reset the stones out front because the door was catching on those. And so we're, you know, I'm already kind of sweaty. And I go into there and I'm like, oh, it's so warm in here. And I sat down in there and
the dirt or how's that
it's
work?
It's got like a gravel bottom.
Oh.
So I closed the door. I just want to see how hot it would get
sure.
in there. And it didn't take long, Vin. As soon as I closed those doors and
you fell
sitting
asleep.
The sun is no.
Oh.
The sun's beating down and John's outside and he's doing something out there. And I felt like the first trickle of sweat. I go, I got to get out of here.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I did think, oh, Hooman, while it's empty, you should come over and do hot yoga in there. Like, it's a total hothouse.
Mm.
But it's exciting. I know it's just a dumb thing. And it's actually, and frankly, yesterday after I heard about the shooting in, at YouTube, because I was going to post a picture, and I was like, you know what, that's a little, I'm not going to do that today. I don't think it didn't seem appropriate to be posting fun things from my life when people are freaking out.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would have posted it. You should post it.
I may still post it, but I just really felt like, that doesn't seem like the thing to do
the
today.
Hot yoga thing ended, didn't it?
No, the hot yoga thing is still
you still go to the orange room?
Thing.
I don't do Bikram, but Susan's class, Now Power Yoga... The room is heated. She's got heat lamps everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's...
I don't do it.
Yeah, we miss you. When are you coming back?
I may come back. I did 30 minutes on the elliptical yesterday.
Wow. Yeah. And you closed all those rings?
Closed. I double closed the exercise
How
ring.
Do you like that when you open it up and you go...
Oh.
And it just zings around there a couple times?
It's pretty...
How many calories?
It's weirdly great. I don't know, like 175
or something. Good. See how hard it is to burn calories.
It is hard. And frankly, I just wanted to get 12 minutes because that's what I did the first day. So I went hard for 12 minutes and then I went really easy for 5 and then I went hard for 2 and then I went really
easy. There you go.
So I just tried to stay on there as long as I could. And, you know, I'm telling you, Xfinity, this is not an ad. They're not paying me to say this. They have a million workout videos.
Yeah, I know.
I had no idea.
Well, and frankly, YouTube does too. Like,
yeah,
you
well,
can,
I don't have that on this particular
I got you,
TV,
but
I was
saying,
like, boom, there it is.
The number of ways that you can get some help.
Yeah, it's just
there's
easy.
There's a million of them out there.
So Hooman's now on me to go to a SoulCycle class. And
SoulCycle, yeah. What's that?
I don't. It's that spinning class, you know,
oh,
the
class,
bike.
Okay.
Yeah, but the SoulCycle is apparently the big one.
Yeah, it's
I told
pretty
him,
fun.
I told him I'll go in a couple months.
They blast the music, and it's just you get lost in like it's like I feel like I'm in a club riding a bike. It's just I get lost
like
in
a
it.
Bar,
oh,
like a nightclub.
Nightclub.
Yeah, like
oh.
a nightclub.
I was like a club, like a bike riding club.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking.
They turn
about
off
there.
The lights. They sometimes have a kind of flashing lights, a disco ball. It's like crazy.
Yeah, my missus used to teach spin and would work hard on the music selections and time it all to be like paced out.
Sure, a little warm up. Go crazy,
going
uphill.
We need that whole thing. It's that people put a lot of work into that to make that enjoyable.
Was this before she became a senior vice president at every tech company in the Bay Area?
And that was during her climb to
climb to the top.
Yeah, it was part of that discipline that she had going. But yeah, there's no time for that anymore.
Yeah,
she's decided to be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, speaking of, we have a. What's the thing you do? Sonogram?
Lamaze class?
No. 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 No Lamaze.
You going to take a look today?
We're taking a look today.
Oh, how exciting.
Fact, she goes...
That was the best. I was like, oh, I get to see the baby today.
Yeah, we're doing that. And she goes, so we got a doc appointment at 1 o'clock. I'm like, 1?
Well, I'm going to be
yeah,
in a hurry.
That's right in the... What?
Dun, 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 dun.
It's 1 o'clock.
It's 1 o'clock. Well, today I'll be looking at my handiwork.
Oh, I see.
I made that baby.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't. I just... I thought... Wait, never mind. It was the e-work.
Gross.
Yeah. He was just going to be looking longingly at his hand. I didn't know what he was... Okay.
No, I... You know what I mean. I don't know if any of that should have been said.
It's
but,
all right.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Oh, that's great.
Should be fun.
That is so exciting. So they'll take some pictures. Are you going to share one today on social media?
I wasn't planning to.
Oh, you should.
Well,
it's fun to see that stuff.
They're, you know, you've seen one ghostly baby image in the belly. You've
no,
seen them all.
No, you haven't. I totally look at them. And
you
see
do?
Them. Yeah, I love to see the little profile because sometimes they get a good shot of that.
Are you guys going to do the crazy over-the-top 3D imaging? You guys going somewhere advanced, badass like that?
We have done that. We did that with the first one. I don't know that that's what this is or not. I know I'm scheduled to be somewhere today at 1 o'clock, but I don't know.
It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Dun,
I don't,
dun, dun, dun,
I don't know what the, to what extent the imagery will be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it though. It's fun.
It
we're
it's
still in
time.
That like, she'll go, oh, come here, give me your hand. And then I'll stand there frozen thinking, come on, kick me. Give it to me. Come on, sister. That's what we call her sister. And nothing yet. Oh. So mom can feel her moving, but I haven't felt anything.
Well, as you know, that's coming. There'll be a time when you can watch the whole shape of the baby turning around and
it's
around.
Brutal. Mm.
Do you have a plan for the delivery room?
No.
So you don't get like caught like you did last time.
I expect to be involved.
Caught?
As much as she wants, but I, you know, now I know what to expect and I know how it goes. Yeah. And so I'm fine with being in there. You know, I would put it this way. I thought about this already. If she said, you don't have to be in here, I'll have one of my friends do it. I'd probably be like, oh,
because
you know what I mean?
Of course, you want to see your baby coming.
So as much as I'm sort of ooged out by it all and it's pretty gnarly, there's a lot going on, I don't think I'd want to stay outside. I think later I'd be all
you'd regret that, yeah.
Well, we would be.
We'd never let you live that one down.
All right.
It's like, oh, your friend's going to walk you down the aisle and to be a stand-in?
Exactly.
We would shame you for that.
Yeah.
You have to participate in your life, Vincent.
As much as I don't want to.
Right. As much as you have other things to do. I'm sure she'll schedule the wedding for 1 o'clock as well.
Wedding?
You know.
Who's talking about that?
Well, I mean, you are engaged. I just assume that a wedding is going to happen at some point.
Right.
Yeah. I just make an assumptions. That's all.
I will say, when you do have your wedding, having your daughter be the flower girl is going to be very, like, a perfect picture moment.
Oh, my God.
Perfect.
Well, you should probably wait until the younger one can be like the ring bearer, maybe.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. It's a couple of years.
That means it'll never happen.
It gives you a window.
Don't give him more time.
Why not?
Let's get this thing going. Let's get this show moving.
They're together. They have two kids.
The kid isn't confused anymore.
The kid's not going to be confused. She'll be fine. When she's about seven years old or so, and that little one is almost 3. I think that's when you should do it.
I love you so much right now.
It's 1 o'clock. So it's for you, baby. And then, you know, it'll actually be fun. They'll get to participate in the wedding. And I mean, they'll have real memories of it. I think it's great.
I'm not worried about it.
I don't even know who's talking right now. I don't even know that woman.
It's me.
Please.
It's me, Sarah. Sarah.
And listen, in a month's time, she's going to be like, so what's going on with the wedding?
Well, I always want to know.
More like tomorrow.
And you're going to be like, you gave me a
got out of here.
Just walked out. He's like, I don't want her telling me when to get married.
Way to go, Brent. Thanks.
Yeah, bye, Brent.
Sheesh.
So what's everybody got planned for today? What's the deal? Other than your sonogram,
yeah,
right?
There you go.
I don't have any plans, really.
Oh.
What?
Did you guys escape the baseball traffic yesterday and everything?
I had a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Not too bad. But.
We lost, too, by the
way. Yeah. What was it, 6-2?
6-4, I think. Yeah.
People were saying it was just the best day, though. Like 68 degrees, no wind, like the perfect baseball day.
Yeah. Well.
They're playing again tonight.
It's one of the, I haven't done a million different baseball stadiums, but it's got to be the best one in the league.
So beautiful.
It's pretty great.
Pretty great spot. I drive by it every day and still look at it going, man, they got it just right.
Yeah.
All the brick, the whole thing.
It's lovely. I was reading, you know, how you told me that Monday's opener for the Yankees was snowed out.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's been so freezing there that they played a game, and I'm not sure who's playing the Yankees. Maybe like Tampa Bay.
I think so.
That one of the guys from there was like, I'm going to smear Vaseline. Apparently, if it's windy and cold, Vaseline will keep you warm.
Uh-huh.
He was going to smear Vaseline all over himself.
Yeah.
And he didn't wind up doing it. He said he forgot. He already had a bunch of his clothing layers on.
Well, that's
but
stuff
I was
gets
like,
on
oh,
the
yeah,
ball,
it's
too.
Freezing.
They're really not supposed to do that.
Right.
So that probably, someone probably told him, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You clown. That gets on the ball. We're going to get in trouble for cheating or something.
Right. They'll blame us for...
Because that's one of those things they do. When those pitchers get caught with
stuff...
They'll
have like gum or something.
They have stuff on their hat or whatever, and that's how they get caught. They're pulling stuff off of a spot on their body.
Right. Like what? Just tacky
something?
Well,
sometimes it's tacky, but also if you use something slippery...
Right.
You can get spin on that ball. Probably so unnatural that you might get caught just by the ref going or the ump going...
What's going on with that ball?
That ball's doing extremely unnatural movements.
It's just my amazing pitching arm.
Because what do they call that? A spitball?
Yeah.
Like that's...
Or a knuckleball, yeah.
That, you know, a spitball will have a... You're not allowed to spit on it either.
Oh.
Because it gives it an unnatural spin.
I see.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. I'm sorry our team lost yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
And
sucks.
I did try to get out of town
but
as quickly as possible.
At least the weather was great, I guess is my point.
I've stopped taking Embarcadero now.
Totally?
Well, I take it here, but going home, they've fixed some of those. The construction's almost done on that under train. What is that, on 4th?
Uh-huh.
So it's almost done over there. They're still finishing up, but you can get through there now a little bit. So it's faster.
So they're just switching. So they finished that area, and now they're moving on.
So you just go down Battery then?
I go down Battery and then turn on, is it Howard?
Howard.
Something like that.
Oh, and there's an entrance.
And then I go left on a 4th or whatever and hop on, which is the fastest way if you don't hit whatever. Hooman should be the ring bearer at Brian's wedding or Bonnie's.
That must be. That
are
must
you into
be.
That?
I would rather have a different role.
I'll you want to like, officiate?
No, I'd like to be like a groomsman, and then I'd like to be the MC for when it comes time for the speeches.
Oh, you love to host things.
No, I don't like, but I would like to host Vinny, like bring up his mom to give a speech, and then maybe you and Yuzette. You guys will probably have like a little skit and a play. And
oh,
a speech.
Are you going to write that for us?
Well, we could rehearse something.
I would really rather just have drinks at these guys' weddings.
Yeah, but
not-
I'm sure you want to say
speak.
A few things about
say
Vinny.
Anything.
I think
no.
you do. I think you'll have something where you say, listen.
You know what? Actually, I do have something to say.
All right.
I actually just thought of something that I would want to say.
Great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so just think about me as a groomsman at your wedding, Vinny, and then the MC for the after part.
650 says, hi, Vinny. How about having C be her
number two's
middle name? Ripley C. Hassan. Beautiful?
Ripley C. Hassan.
Well, I really like Ripley.
Oh, Ripley C, too. Like a rippled C. That's adorable.
You going to do it?
So yesterday, the missus was in meetings, and I write her, and I'm like, hey, you know, what are you doing? And I'm in meetings, and, you know, I write her again, and I'm like, hey, the girls, they really like the name C. And she goes, I was talking about you guys.
So you lied.
Yeah. So she goes, okay. And I'm all, geez, these meetings really zap your sense of humor. I'm just kidding. They hate it. And she goes, see? So we're going
That's
back
funny.
And forth. And, anyway, C is not getting in.
Yeah.
It's just not happening.
Ripley C is pretty, though.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's going to happen. And I told you, I washed my hands of that and just was like, I'm over it. I'm not going to. I hold some veto power. But I don't.
How many vetoes do you get?
Probably unlimited. I mean, if he really hates a name,
yeah,
he's got
to
be able to say no.
I boned a chick named that or something like that, and I'm sure I'm off the hook.
Right. How many times can you
she
use
had
that?
VD.
How many?
Well, 21 times. That's his alleged number.
That is my number, and you have the sheet right over there
no,
with
Vinny,
all the names on it.
You stole the sheet
Why
out of
I
my...
Why would I do that?
Jeez, I don't know. Why would you do that?
Right. Why would I do that?
Just so I couldn't reference it anymore.
Oh, my God.
You lying liar who lies.
I gave it to you in the first place.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, then I donged her, and she opened it, apparently, in a room full of people, and then wrote me back and said, really, you got to give me a warning.
Everyone just saw your dong.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Oh.
I know. Someone could be, she could be showing plans or something on her phone to the group, and then ding.
It was a nice shot, too. Oh. Later, she said, well, that's pretty hot, but, you know, still, warning. You need to warn me.
We're going to have to see that.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I think you both have seen it.
We haven't seen it in a while, though.
I know. I miss it.
I know. I want to see it.
Has it grown? Is it older? Is it gray hair?
Yeah.
We just need an update. It's like a friend we haven't seen in years.
Okay.
Seems like the whole world revolves around it.
How did we end up 7 minutes late?
Oh, my God.
We
were right on time. Yeah.
Well, what happened was Sarah said, so what's everyone got going on today when she should have hit the button?
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
I'm sorry that I
Well, I didn't
in you
care
people.
That much since we don't have the word anymore.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.